time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We're going to do sort of a football wrap-up today. We're going to have Clinton Central head football coach George Gilbert. He's in the studio right now. We'll get to him in just a second. Followed by what I think is going to be a very interesting interview with IHSA, Illinois High School Association Executive Director Craig Anderson, and all the stuff that's going on in Illinois. Then at 9:30, we're going to have Clinton Prairie head football coach Raymond Jones. Then at 9:45, we're going to have Frankfort head football coach James Byers. So that's the program for today. So we've already got one of our guests in here. George Gilbert, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me, Ken.
So how, as you were saying, kind of unusual not having a game this week.
Yeah, you know, we played Central Catholic last Saturday night, and we jumped out to a lead. We competed with them. Up to about the halfway mark of the fourth quarter, we were still very much in the ball game, and things just didn't work out for us. But the good news is we found that we could compete at that level, and we competed very well at that level. We led all the way through halftime with a minute left to go. They ran a little wheel route that we knew would be problematic for us. They scored. They go up 7-6, and then We struggled to hold on to the ball somewhat, and that kind of was our Achilles heel for the evening. But the good news is about Central football, and we only had one game last year we did not compete in, and that was the Eastern game. Mm-hmm. All the other teams that we played, we competed at a high level. We ended our season 5-3, and I think the boys realize now that they have an outstanding coaching staff. I thought our coordinators put together a plan against Central Catholic. You know, they're the defending state champions. I mean, they're really good. They're talented. They've had that. They've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've been there, you have that little extra. Well, we're on our way up. And I was really proud of how our kids responded this year. The Eastern game is something we'll have to fix in the weight room. They were just stronger than us. They were bigger, faster, and stronger. And I think we have a great commitment with the young men going to be coming back, and woman. We have one young woman on our team, and hopefully we're going to get things going. You know, we had 27 boys finish the season, or 26 boys and one girl. That's 27. We lose 8, so we're starting the next year with 19. So obviously we would love to be able to see. I was telling my administration I'd like to see us at 35 next year. The following year, I'd like to see us at 42, and then hopefully we'll be back where we used to be, up around the 50 range. That's our goal. I don't know if we'll achieve it, but that's our direction. You know, you have to have direction. You got to put a plan together if you're going to be able to do anything.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if people really understand this, but you have to have some depth, and you have to have numbers. That's the whole key. I don't care really what level you play at.
Most important team that we put out is in practice, and that's our scout teams.
Mm-hmm.
And our scout kids did a wonderful job this year. And, you know, there's no heroes in that. It's a wait. You know, you got to go through the process until you can become a starter. And those guys, and they have to really get after it. They have to give us the best look possible. And our young people did. They, every week, we had great practices. Kids came to practice regularly. Our staff was excited to come in every day. And it was clear that the passion of Central football is back, I think, and it's our job now to foster that and make it stronger.
How important is it in your mind? I think I know the answer to this, but how important is it to see not only your guys' program back, but pretty much everybody else's is starting to rebound as well? Because let's just be flat out honest. Football around here for a while hasn't been very good.
It hasn't, and I was really excited for Frankfort this year. I thought Frankfort did just a great job. Prairie had all this coronavirus stuff, and you know, we can rationalize all we want, but they really had a rough time dealing with the stuff they did. Prairie has a quality coaching staff. They have a quality program. Coach over there has done some remarkable things in the weight room. They're working all the time, and it's really neat to see Frankfort and Prairie getting things back up. So when all of us play each other, which we do now, that makes it even that more exciting for the community and creates a little more of that ethnocentrism, you know, locally that we all really enjoy. And I think Frankfort's heading in the right direction. I think Prairie is, and you better believe Clinton Central is.
You know, being as a coach, do you mind playing everybody locally, or would you try? Would you rather spread out a little bit more and play somebody out in the area a little bit more?
No, I have no problem with that at all. When I first came, we played Frankfort. We played them for 3 years, and then they decided they wanted to go on and play other people, and we got away from it. We've always played Prairie. Prairie has always been. It's a rivalry game, but yeah, we've always got along well. When Coach Davis was there, some of the Prairie people remember. Coach Ted Davis and I looked like we were bitter rivals on the field, but he tried to emulate a lot of the things that we were doing in our weight program and the things that we were doing to try to get his program up, and he ended up beating me twice during his stay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, we have to deal with the wins and the losses, but it's a camaraderie, the local camaraderie that I think is most important. And then in tournament series, we all need to work together. With Prairie and us, we can help each other out every step of the way as we play other schools. So I think we got things going pretty well here, and I think our community loves football. Yeah. They really do. I was impressed when we played Frankfort, how many people showed up. They've struggled. Well, I know next year it's going to be nuts because they got a lot of kids coming back, and they're coming to our house, which is good because we get the gate. And it'll be an exciting time. And that's what football is all about. That's what sport's about. The winning and losing takes care of itself. It's being able to put your kids in a position to play at a high level where they can compete.
You know, as we were talking with Owen and Hunter last week when they were in here, the fact of the matter is, you know, the kids within the school now are talking about Central football again, and it seems like the interest is now back, which is going to be huge for you guys getting some people out there if you can get those people out.
Absolutely. I've already had boys coming up and are interested in playing. This time of year, we do get kids interested. It'll be interesting to see how they pan out. But we're going to start the weight room in a couple weeks. We're kind of waiting a little bit because of this pandemic.
Right.
But when we start the weight room, we'll hopefully be able to get into a routine. I think the boys that played last year, we have a great nucleus of players coming back that are going to be able to lead. Thanks to these seniors, I tell you what, I will praise these kids till I ever get out of coaching. They are one of the better groups that I've had in my coaching career. They did everything we asked them to do. They played beyond their ability. We raised the bar with them every single week. And when we went out on the field against Central Catholic, it looked like the old days when we didn't lose often. Our kids were so fired up, ready. And I know it was a magical time before that game that every single one of them remembered how physically ready they were, and now we got to emulate that every single week, and that's what we'll have to forge in the future.
So who are the eight seniors that you're losing?
All right, so obviously we're losing our quarterback, Owen Smith, and he's also an outside linebacker. Owen's such an outstanding young man. I have nothing but praise for him. Fife Deck. Fife never got to play a lot. Fife is a highly academic young man, but he worked really hard for us, did everything we asked. We lose one of the top running backs in Clinton Central history this year, Anthony Ransford. Mm-hmm. I was going through his numbers. I do profiles on all the kids to send them home so they have an updated file every single year of their performance. And Anthony has had over 3,000 yards of offense in his high school career, which is just unbelievable. Anthony has done everything we've asked him to do. He really impressed me as a person and as an athlete on and off the field. Jacob Hall. Jacob is a senior. He played cornerback and wideout for us, and Jacob plans to come up and is interested in playing maybe some small college football now. Really fast young man, has incredible passion, and I really like Jacob. I love his fire. I love his excitement, and we're going to miss him. Logan Harris was probably one of the big surprises for me. We put him at tight end, and he caught several key passes, and we put him at outside linebacker, and he made a difference. In the big games, Logan stood out and really performed well. Probably the quietest guy in the whole group, But when it's time to bring it, he's the guy that I knew would always bring it. And we're going to miss Logan. We're going to miss his leadership by his athleticism on the field. Hunter Salem, I thought Hunter had an all-state year. Hunter played offensive guard for us. He had numerous quarterback sacks. Probably his best game of the year is against Central Catholic. He's playing against a kid 6'5", 270 pounds, and just doing a great job all night long. And Hunter is also one of our top leaders on our team. His father played for me, and I'm really going to miss Hunter being on the field with us. Wyatt Royer also played for us. He played offensive tackle for us and defensive tackle. Wyatt was also one of the vocal leaders on our team. He was very emotional, keeping guys pumped and keeping guys excited. Riston Quick, and this is a guy probably, if I was going to give a most improved player, it would be to Riston. I was really impressed with Riston. Riston played our center position, defensive tackle position. He's a big guy, works hard, did everything I asked. He even cut his hair for me. Bless his heart. I'm kind of old school, Ken.
Yeah, I know you are.
And the boys know they have to shave on Fridays. They're not allowed on the field if they don't shave on Fridays. And they have to keep their hair trimmed. And Riston cut some of it back, and he said, Coach, will this do it? And I said, yes. And I really appreciate him. I'm really going to miss him. He's got kind of an interesting sense of humor that I like, and he's a neat guy. And then finally, Jacob Ransford. And I really feel for Jacob. Jacob's been hurt his junior and senior year. He's only been on the field probably, well, this year only just a couple games. He came on the field. He'd been hurt. He hurt an ankle again. He's off again. He did get a play against Central Catholic. He played the whole game. He wore a back brace. My goodness, this kid had to go through so much just to be able to get on the field. And what a wonderful young man. He's got a great work ethic. We're going to sorely miss him. He's probably the guy I feel the worst for because he had all this talent that he really never got an opportunity with all the hard work he put in. And that's the problem with sports. You get hurt and, you know, you're right. Stuck. And he was stuck.
Yeah. We know that you're going to be doing a lot of work in the weight room, but what else would you need to improve upon next year to get back where you've been and improve on that?
Yeah, we got to get some more big guys out from Central. So I got to recruit. I got to get kids to come and give us a shot. The boys have been talking it up. I got to find a quarterback. Mm-hmm. I have a couple boys in mind to play quarterback, but they're going to have to spend a lot of extra time with me. We're going to put up a winter league involving all of our student body and an intramural league to try to get some kids interested in coming and seeing what the camaraderie is all, the fellowship. Fellowship's really important in sport.
Oh, yeah.
If we can develop the fellowship, then kids will want to jump in and be a part of it. Once they realize that the coaches are going to be all right and they're not going to be condescending or disrespect, kids usually jump on board. So we got to do a lot of in-house stuff and just tell our community, I'm not really big on the summer leagues, going around and playing everybody. We like to stay in-house and take care of our own house, and that's probably what we're going to do this summer. And then by the time we get ready for the season, our boys will be ready and biting at the bit and get mm-hmm. after it.
Yep. So I'm sure the schedule will be pretty much the same as next year as it was this year. So anything else you want to add before I let you go?
I tell you what, this has been a real honor for us out at Central to be able to come in every week. You do just a super job, Ken. And
thank you.
We appreciate everything that Wilo does. Anytime you guys want to do any of our games, we'll pull out the red carpet for you.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
George, thanks much. Congratulations on your year, and best luck in the future. Okay, we're going to take a break now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO wants to hear from you. Let us know your opinion by sending us an email. We now have a sound-off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on the local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Loud music was coming from a car.
Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to George Gilbert from Clinton Central for being in here. Now we're ready on for our next guest, who is the Illinois High School Association Executive Director, Craig Anderson. Craig, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Ken. Doing fine. Thanks.
I'm sure everything's about the same over there, you know, as it is over here. Numbers are kind of out of whack as far as the coronavirus is concerned. But you're doing another fight, which is a lot of fun from what I understand.
Yeah, we're facing a similar challenge. Yeah, the numbers aren't good, and it just creates more challenges for us and trying to do some things good for our young people.
Where are you guys at with the governor now on the fate of basketball for this winter? I know that you guys want to play it. He doesn't want you to because he wants to put it in the spring. So what's the latest on where you guys are at?
We're struggling to reach an agreement there, and obviously the positive tests and the numbers have a lot to do with that. Our board voted to leave it up to the schools to determine if they're going to play basketball in the winter. And so our schools are, you know, in the midst of determining that. November 16th is our first day of our winter sports as it's scheduled now. So we'll try to determine, you know, if our schools want to go forward with basketball being played in the winter, and then, you know, probably go back to our board and see if, you know, the numbers warrant us moving forward or if we make an adjustment.
I know the Chicago public league schools have already said no, they'll wait. I don't know if that's a good idea or a bad idea. It's kind of a flip of the coin for them. But how many of the other schools in the state have decided they want to do what you're going to do, or they've already kind of told you, well, we just don't want to wait till spring?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of been a mixed bag. You know, we don't have any final numbers yet. We're hoping to gather that information early next week and kind of see where they're at. But a lot of our schools are having, you know, when they have a board meeting and working with their superintendents and finding out from their insurance companies and their legal counsel, you know, what it might mean for them if they go forward kind of against the governor's orders. So they're working through all that.
What was the main reason for the governor doing what he did, and what's been the main reason for you guys doing what you're doing?
Yeah, you know, I've been asked the question. So the day before our board was to make a decision about our winter sports, you know, they moved basketball from a medium risk to a higher risk sport, really kind of unbeknownst to us that was planned for, except for a meeting that we held about 15, 30 minutes before he was going to make that announcement. So we don't really know and still don't have, you know, a good idea why that adjustment was necessary. But I think, you know, as we were headed to the winter and headed to indoors with our activities, I think, and the addition of the increased positive test that we're having going on here in Illinois, I think he just wanted to make a more of a restriction for our schools to possibly engage in basketball, again, heading indoors and worried about the safety and passing spreading of the virus. So our board was of the opinion that we had established some guidelines through our Sports Medicine Advisory Committee and felt like we had some really solid safety protocols with, you know, limits on the number of people that could be in the gym for competition, players actually competing with face coverings to prevent spread, and which mirrored the guidelines that our schools had followed throughout the fall in conducting what we call contact days, where they actually were involved in scrimmaging and really had 20 days from September through the end of October to conduct those activities, and our schools were able to successfully complete those. And so that was, you know, and trying to do something positive for our kids was the reason our board said, you know what, let's give our schools a chance to decide if they want to play.
Where's the main pockets of infection from the coronavirus in your state? From what I read, it's mainly Chicago. Is that correct, or is it elsewhere in the state?
No, the positivity rate is kind of spread out, spread throughout the different regions. He's divided the state into 11 different regions, and so they're monitoring those different regions. But all regions have recently seen some increases, and they've reached levels at which they've moved or modified the phases that we're in, or kind of backtracked a little bit, especially when it comes to restaurants and bars and their ability to have indoor gatherings and seating. So a lot of those areas, all areas of the state, have had to transition back away from indoor seating at restaurants. And so that's created, you know, some angst with small businesses, of course, because, you know, now they can't do as much. So it's not just Chicago. It's more widespread than that. All parts of our state have unfortunately seen some increases.
Now, you guys didn't have football this fall, correct?
That's correct.
So that's been moved to the spring. But you know, one of the questions I'm going to have is that, you know, you have a lot of kids who play both football and basketball. So it's like we're almost forcing them to be, you know, something we didn't want to really do is force them to select one sport. And has that been even discussed or not yet?
Well, we haven't been able to discuss that with the governor's office. Our board obviously recognizes that and feels like there really isn't a place to move basketball because of the point you just made. You know, we're trying to create seasons and opportunities for kids. And in addition to football, we didn't play girls volleyball and we didn't play boys soccer, which are traditional fall sports. So they moved with football to our spring season as we moved a number of our spring sports to a summer season. So putting basketball into the spring or our summer season, just as you said, creates an overlap of sports that, especially in our smaller schools and in some big schools too, that multiple sport athletes now would have to make a choice. Or if they try to play two sports, you know, pick what combinations you might have, football, basketball, or, mm-hmm. or baseball, basketball, track and field basketball. Really puts a burden on kids and their health trying to do so much at one time. So that really troubles our board. If we do have to move basketball to facing that possibility,
right?
To where would we put it? And it creates that dilemma for kids.
Now, did you guys play any sports at all this fall?
We did, yeah. We played a number of low-risk sports, so boys and girls cross-country, boys and girls golf, girls tennis, and girls swimming were all conducted this fall, and successfully, you know. We were able to finish those up with a couple of sports, two rounds of a postseason. We didn't play anything out all the way to a state championship because of significant travel, overnights, and big gatherings, of course, at our state finals that our guidelines wouldn't have let us do. But we were happy and proud to be able to have those opportunities for kids. But the team sports are the ones that really missed out from the fall.
Well, we've been fairly fortunate over here. We just got through our sectional title games last night, and then we got regional, semi-state, and state left. So that's what we have left over here for football. But everything else has been, you know, volleyball finals are today, and everything else seems to be pretty much going okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on that. You know, I know Mr. Neidig and I have corresponded a number of times and even about some of him finding out and reporting some of our kids moving to Indiana to have some opportunities to play this fall. But that's great. It's great for kids to have those opportunities. And I know in talking to Paul that your state's done a great job of keeping kids safe. And while I know there's some positivity rates, as you mentioned before we got on the call, continuing to spike, it's a great thing for kids to be able to have those opportunities. And it's awesome that they'll be able to, sounds like they'll be able to finish out their tournament.
And we're
have
hoping.
A traditional.
We're hoping.
Yeah, sure.
Now, let me ask you this. With the fact that you're kind of having to moving all your sports to a different time of year and maybe have some overlap, has there been any discussion about having maybe to cancel a sport or two?
Not at this point.
Okay.
Our board, when we approved basketball, we moved wrestling to the summer,
okay.
Which, you know, wrestling has obviously a lot of physical contact and close competition, physical contact. So we moved that to the summer. But at this point, we haven't talked about canceling. We, of course, so many of us did that from the spring sports that, you know, we're trying to do all we can to make sure kids have opportunities this year.
Yeah, I know. That's usually the big thing. So what is your next step for you guys?
Well, you know, we just got to get up with our schools and then follow up again with our board just to see where the numbers, our schools are making final decisions about basketball and then, you know, monitor that to determine, you know, should we delay it? We continue to try to get up with the governor's office and the Department of Public Health and our state board of education to try to see if, you know, there could be some negotiating a little bit to talk through, you know, trying to work with them to try to see how we could play basketball yet and not force us to push it to a much later season. So unfortunately, you know, connecting with them they got a lot of things to do, and I respect that, but we're really trying to get to the table to work with them to determine when they're going to permit our schools. And then our schools wouldn't be in violation with going forward with a sport that, you know, the governor's office saying, no, you can't conduct that now. So we got to continue to work on that. And then, as I said, work closely with our schools to do what's best.
You know, and that's the one thing really is kind of, you know, sits out there is that what kind of legal action could happen if you guys go ahead and decide to play and basically snub the governor's office.
Yeah, and that's, of course, the thing that our schools are working on right now, trying to talk to their insurance companies and of course, their legal counsels and navigate that. And you know, different schools are getting different answers as they've reported back to me. That's a question that remains. And nobody really knows, but, you know, nobody wants to be the first to test that either.
Yeah, I can understand that, too. Craig, is there anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I, you know, just glad to hear and look and great to see the results that come out and the celebration of the championships that are occurring out in Indiana. And we just hope that we'll be there soon. Want to do the good things for kids. Obviously that was the action that our board took last week, just trying to really do some positive things for kids. And we'll continue that they'll be our priority and we'll hopefully do things that'll give them opportunities to get back on the courts and playing fields to have some success.
Well, Craig, I hope all this stuff works out for you guys, and we'll keep in touch with you. So you take good care, yeah. And best of luck to everything to you guys over in Illinois this year, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Craig. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Yep.
That's been Craig Anderson, who is the Illinois High School Association Executive Director. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper, and Tony Theopanis.